The people are tired of being oppressed by government.
Ranchers and supporters of the Bundys showing up from all over the country, some of them armed. The ranchers say they have rights to the land, the feds say different, and the battle will go on in court. I'm Brad James, The Blaze News.
A possible cell phone signal from the missing Malaysian jetliner. The Blaze Radio's Robin Walensky.
Cockpit call? A report the co-pilot of Flight 370 may have had his cell phone on at the time when the plane vanishes. A cell tower reportedly detecting a signal from the phone, but it's unclear if the co-pilot actually placed a call or even attempted to dial out.
The Blaze Radio's Robin Walensky. Meantime, a robotic submarine looking for the lost Malaysian jet on its second mission, the first one cut short because the ocean water's too deep. Still no sign of the plane. I'm Kay Long with news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
Arizona News Radio, Tucson police have arrested what they think is a serial rapist.
There's actually a report of five sexual assaults in the area. It appears that this individual may be associated to four of them, and he is not ruled out, but it doesn't appear he's involved in the fifth one.
A northern Arizona man arrested for child molestation. The 44-year-old Valley resident taken into custody. A 7-year-old victim told her mother she was molested by her common-law stepfather. 19-year-old man dead. Phoenix police searching for the driver of a pickup that witnesses says was involved in a street racing collision with a third vehicle.
You had an impact out there that most people described as sounding like a bomb went off. There was debris all over the roadway.
Firefighters getting the upper hand at a wildfire in the Huachuca Mountains near Sierra Vista.
Helicopters will be shuttling firefighters to the fire. It's actually in the high end of extreme in steep terrain.
Tempe police arrest a woman, her 14-month-old child found in a parked car. George Tanner, Arizona News.
This check of York Haven X Traffic, a service of TrueCar.com. Look for a wreck, Chandler Boulevard at 40th Street. We also have a serious accident, Shea Boulevard west of Scottsdale Road. And look for an accident, University Drive west of Mill. In the market for a new car, TrueCar.com will save you time and money. Go to TrueCar.com and find out what others have paid for the vehicle you want. Save time, money, and never overpay. Shop TrueCar.com today. Let's check in with Jim Howland at KVX Weather
Center.
Thank you
very much. A warming trend continues for us real close to our Easter weekend. It looks like 90 this afternoon, then low 90s tomorrow and Thursday. But Friday and Saturday, we turn windy, partly cloudy, upper 80s, back to low 90s on Easter. Jim Howland, Independent Talk, 1100 KVX.
Thanks, Jim. Currently here in Midtown, 83 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, it's Liberty Storm with Tony Tanglos here on Independent Talk, 1100 KVX.
All right, welcome back, folks, to Hour 2 of Liberty Storm. I'm your host, Shane Krauser, but we've got, of course, Tony's going to be standing in for Hour 2. Always a pleasure and honor to have Tony Tanglos of the Prepper Patch Radio, the second hour of every Tuesday, and I believe it's going to happen for the next 6 weeks. Tony, are you on the line there?
I am. Thanks for having me, Shane. Again, we want to thank you for your graciously allowing us to be on your show during the preempting of our show, which is normally on Sundays from 2 to 3, by KFNX working a deal with Grand Canyon University Sporting Events, which are preempting our show. So I really want to appreciate you. I'm sorry I'm not in the studio today. I got in a minor fender bender on the way to the studio and had to retreat back to my home office here. I'm calling in via Skype.
Well, very good. I hope you're okay. And I've got two of your guests right here in studio. They're ready to rock and roll. We're excited for a great hour.
Well, thanks so much, Shane. And Bridget, Mike, are you on the microphone in there?
Yes, Tony. How are you doing after your little fender bender?
Yeah,
everything all right?
I'm fine. It's minor. It's a minor issue. So I want to go ahead and get started with the show here. So before I introduce my guests, I want to point out that the Prepper Patch usually only talks about solutions, and we rarely talk about problems or what's causing problems. We've hit a little bit on the GMO thing with Monsanto. We try to stay away from hardcore conspiracy theory issues just because, you know, there's people out there that are doing a good job with that. You got David Icke, you got George Nuri and Alex Jones. And we're trying to appeal to the mainstream with our message. And so our message is usually aquaponics and solar power and ham radio and freeze-dried food and water purification. and things that are, you know, wilderness medical supplies. That's usually what we talk about. But today we are going to tip into a subject that is having a lot of challenges with people buying into it. And so we're just, I'm just going to put that right out there up front, and remind our listeners that our tagline is prepping. It's not for doomsday. It's for every day. And this subject we're going to be talking about today is basically the combination of weather modification, chemtrails, and HAARP. And so, you know, a lot of listeners, if you're listening and you're not familiar with these issues, you want to pay attention because they're real, and we need to address them, and we're going to address them today. And for our regular listeners, you know, this is going to be an opportunity to learn more about these subjects. So with that preamble being said, well, actually, I have one more preamble. I want to read Edmund Spencer's quote, okay? So this is one of the quotes we had up at the expo. It's in our event program. It's on our website. There is a principle which is a bar against all information, proof against all argument, and which cannot fail to keep man in everlasting ignorance. And that principle is condemnation before investigation. That was Edmund Spencer. That is one of the prepper top three prepper mantra quotes, because so often preppers are just marginalized by people that are in the normalcy bias. Ah, you're one of them there preppers. Yeah, you think the world's going to end and this, that, and that. No, I don't think the world's going to end, but I do think we could head for some tough times. And you need to be prepared for them. You know, this is Boy Scouts for adults. So I have this long preamble to point out that there's a lot of people whose minds and awareness are not open to the concept that our government could be doing things to harm us, and either intentionally or unintentionally, with HAARP and with chemtrails and weather modification. And I ask you, before you tune out and think this isn't real, do your investigation. Don't take my word for it. Don't take Bridget or Mike's. Do your own investigation. Come to your own conclusion, and do that before you tune that out. So I have to give that long preamble, and with that long preamble, I'm now going to introduce Mike and Bridget, who run a website called Arizona Skywatch, which are some of the leading pioneers in Arizona here to help wake, and nationally, in fact, to help wake people up to some of the challenges we're facing. So, Bridget and Mike, with that long preamble aside, welcome to the Prepper Patch.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
So, for our regular listeners, I just want to kind of point out some of the things here. You know, I would not have this topic on my show if I didn't believe it exists and it's something we need to be aware of. And, you know, reports of our government reading our emails and listening in our phone calls were also widely discounted until Edward Snowden stepped up and pointed out that, and the government denied all this until he pointed it out, and then they grudgingly confirmed what they initially denied. You had that the guy in the congressional testimony, James Clapper, denying under oath, under testimony, that he was listening in and recording things, and ended up coming out to be true. So the government doesn't want us knowing certain things. They hide things, and we're here to kind of pull the veil back a little bit. So Mike and Bridget, give us an overview of what's happening up in our skies and why we should be concerned about this.
Well, Tony, this is an issue that we felt fit right in with the Prepper Fest, in that it's not about a future event. It's about something that's happening now. And it's not so much being prepared to defend your family against all foes, but it's something that we're all together involved with. It's affecting all of us, and it's affecting us now. So like you say, the first thing is to be informed, and the second thing is to work together to do something about it.
Yeah, and we don't involve ourselves, Tony, with too much conspiracy theory or anecdotal. I mean, basically, Mike and I both like hard science, and that's what we fall back on. Is initially, in about 2007, we both said, "What is this? What is this stuff?" And just by dumb luck, we put out a HEPA filter, collected coarse and fine particulates, ran it to a lab. It was an Arizona DEQ-approved lab, Legend Technical Service. The methodology is the gold standard everywhere in the world, ICP analysis. When Mike and I looked at the report when we came back from Los Angeles that weekend, You could have knocked us over with a feather, actually. It took our breath away.
Now, we found metals far exceeding toxic limits in our air particulates. And I know DEQ says that they can't afford to test what's in the air. They can test for finer, coarse particulates, but our test was fairly inexpensive, and a simple scientific analysis of just the particulates without bothering to take in the volume of the air. But with every breath, we live near three schools, and with every breath, the children and all of us are breathing in particulates, and there's a lot of particulates here in Arizona.
So let's talk for our listeners that aren't familiar with the concept of chemtrails and HAARP. Where is it being suggested that these particulates are coming from? Give us a little background on an overview on what a chemtrail is, you know, maybe distinguishing it from a contrail, and give us a little background on that if you can.
Okay, in 1998, we started noticing these trails in the sky, and it was, we were looking on the internet too and saw something called Contrail Connection, a site where people were sending in photographs from all over the country into this site in Ohio, showing these different kinds of contrails coming out of airplanes that didn't dissipate. A contrail, which is a condensation trail, which is the, it's the moisture from the engine condensing in the air, only happens under certain conditions, usually at a very high altitude, 75% humidity, and the temperature has to be very low. We were seeing these now every day, starting with Thanksgiving of 98, every single day over Phoenix, at lower altitudes, and these were not dispersing. It was as if when you breathe in cold air and you breathe out and you see the vapor, the water vapor condensing, as if that stayed. If you're walking down the street, you would see these trails behind every person who's breathing.
Mike, we're coming up on our first break, so I have to interrupt. So we're gonna be back with Bridget and Mike from Arizona Skywatch. Their website, by the way, if you want to learn more about this chemtrail and HAARP issue, is arizonaskywatch.com. And when we come back, we'll talk more with Bridget and Mike about what's going on in the sky and how it's affecting your health. And again, this isn't about doomsday. It's about every day. It's affecting your health right now. We'll be right back.
Advanced Energy Systems can help you with two of the three things you can't avoid: death, taxes, and paying electric bills. Act now so we can install your solar power system before the end of the year, and you can qualify for both federal and state tax credits, and shed most, if not all, of your electric bill. AES installs solar power promptly and correctly. That's why over 70% of our new installs come from referrals. Call Paul today for a free estimate at 602-501-0787. Call 602-501-0787 or visit solar-aes.com.
American Ready Gear provides serious outdoorsmen the tools to survive. They offer waterproof fire starter chips that provide more than 6 minutes of steady and reliable flame, even in the wettest of conditions. Or use the fire starters for fuel in their solid steel handheld backpacking camp stove to boil water or heat individual meals. American Ready Gear products are proudly made in the USA. You can find them at AmericanReadyGear.com and on Amazon. American Ready Gear. Are you ready?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. Order the Berkey Light System today. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you want to know the truth about buying gold? Research your precious metals investments today. Read How to Buy the Right Gold and the Dangers of Buying Gold at CMIGS.com. CMIGS was founded in 1973 by my father, Bill Haynes, a pioneer in the precious metals industry. CMI Gold and Silver offers 35 years of experience and insight to help you choose the right precious metals investment for you. We buy, sell, and trade. Research your gold and silver investment today at CMIGS.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com.
Looking to improve your prepper radio capabilities? Get a powerful 5-watt VHF UHF handheld radio with a lithium-ion battery, belt clip, and antenna for just $69. Mention Ham Radio and get our amateur radio internet training course for just $22.50. Remember, when cell phone towers are down, Ham Radio still works. RF Gear to Go, your Arizona radio communication source. Call toll-free 1-866-448-4327. That's 1-866-448-4327.
Okay, well, we're back with the Prepper Patch on KFNX. Our show is normally on Sundays from 2 to 3. We're on Tuesdays from 2 to 3 through May 20th, and on May 25th, we'll be back on Sundays. And so we appreciate all the listeners that are listening in from Shane Krauser's show, which I know Mike Huckabee and Herman Cain used to be on this time slot a couple months ago. So our guests today are Mike and Bridget with Arizona Skywatch, and we're talking about chemtrails and HAARP. And this is a subject that a lot of people aren't open to, and this isn't a doomsday thing. This is an everyday thing. And we ask you before you dismiss this, look into it. They have an excellent website. I'm on their videos tab. They must have a couple hundred videos here. Do the research. If you don't think this is valid, I do. They do. They're spending their better part of their time every day trying to educate the public on this. Do the research before, investigate before you condemn this thing, okay? That's our mantra. That's what we ask you to do here. So one of the things I when we were coming up to break, we were talking about the distinction between a chemtrail and a contrail. A contrail, again, is what a plane, when the heat from the exhaust from a plane hits the right amount of humidity and temperature, it'll leave a little bit of a moisture trail that evaporates in a matter of seconds. And you see these things when you're a little kid, you look up in the sky and there's a little white trail following a plane and it evaporates within, 15 to 60, 90 seconds tops from the time it exits the plane. Well, what's happening nowadays, starting in 1998, is there's other things being put up in the sky, and some of them have been under the guise of seeding clouds. I remember as a child hearing about silver iodide being used to have particulates in the clouds to help seed the clouds, to help bring rainfall for crops. There's other reasons for weather modification. There's been excellent stories about this. The videos and movies, one of them is called Owning the Weather, which was a TV program on the Science Channel, which went in depth into the history of government attempts to control the weather for both civilian and even military purposes, and how throughout history man has attempted to use weather and to alter weather to influence war. I mean, there's, even from the times of Napoleon invading Russia to Germany invading Russia and getting bogged down in the winter in the Moscow there, the U.S. government has been known to use weather modification in Vietnam to bring rain down on the Ho Chi Minh Trail to disrupt supply lines during the Vietnam War. And other governments do this too. This is all common knowledge. If you do the research again, before you dismiss saying this isn't true, do the research. The research will validate that it is. So Mike and Bridget, let's get back into explain. So we've explained the distinction between chemtrail and the contrail. So now let's explain a little more in depth about some of the reasons that the government's been using for these chemtrails and what the results of it is.
Okay, Tony. First I'd like to just point out to you and your audience that this is science-based. And if I may, I'd like just to go over the hard numbers of what we found through scientific research. These are just examples. In 2008... in aluminum, all the metals in the periodic chart, but we'll talk about aluminum in 2008, fine and coarse particulates were 6,400 times over the toxic limit. That's a pretty big amount. And people will say, well, lumen is the most abundant. It's actually the second most abundant element in the Earth. But it doesn't fly around on Earth's crust. It has to be mined from within Earth's core and crust. It doesn't come out of your automobiles. It doesn't come out of fireplaces. So 2008, lumen was 6,400 times over the toxic limit. We'll go into the health impact at a later point in just a few minutes. Barium in 2008 was 278 times over the toxic limit. And again, this analysis was ICP analysis. The gold standard used everywhere in the world to measure metals in anything. It could be cosmetics. It could be soil. It could be just anything. It's the gold standard. 2009, so we ran this test and collection again. We didn't distinguish between coarse and fine when we ran the analysis. But in 2009, aluminum was 18,000 times over the toxic limit.
Yes, so these numbers are pretty significant. And again, mm-hmm. for our listeners, for the validity of what we're talking about here, it's the ICP stands for the inductively coupled plasma mass spectrometry test. It's the gold standard that everybody uses for testing things. So Mike and Bridget have done the real research with the real testing. These are valid numbers that have been done with the most expensive and the most careful testing that's industry standard is the ICP, inductively coupled plasma mass spectrometry test. It's what's used for virtually every measurement of anything existing in any compound. And the numbers are up. Can we back up a little bit and,
sure.
and help connect the bridge between, you know, we just stated that the numbers of the aluminum and barium and cadmium are a lot higher than they should be. And we talked about the planes doing these chemtrails that are spewing these things out in the air. Help our listeners understand why these things are being sprayed in the air and what's the purpose of them. What, you know, are these for seeding clouds, for watering crops? What are they being used for? What's the reason these are being sprayed?
Well, Tony, as we looked into these metals over time, we found that all the metals that are being used have electromagnetic properties. And aluminum, of course, the old TV antennas used to be made of aluminum, and they were good reception for wave energies, TV signals. Barium was actually mentioned in the main HARP patent as the best medium for propagating the HARP waves. Every wave energy needs a medium to move through. So in the ocean, water is the medium that the waves move through. And in the sky and in the atmosphere, they've replaced the water vapor, which was the main gas in the atmosphere, with a metallic plasma made up of all these metals. And every one of them has some electromagnetic properties. So barium, HARP, of course, is the antenna array in Alaska that is called an ionospheric heater, and it beams microwaves into the ionosphere, and up there it's able to cause ionization of the molecules and atoms in the ionosphere, and for different purposes. It can fuse them together to form a lens that would focus the sunlight into areas of the ocean to heat up the ocean. And it was invented, Dr. Bernard Eastland, who has the patents for HARP, it was invented as a heater of the ionosphere. So if you want to talk about global warming, you have to bring HARP in, and now there are about a dozen HARP installations across the Northern Hemisphere, Scandinavia, Siberia, there's one in Puerto Rico, there's some in Spain, and the main one that we know about is in Alaska. So the metals in the atmosphere work together as a medium or a plasma through which these various waves can travel. And of course, you know, you might say one good effect is that our cell phones have better reception. But, you know, what's the price of that? We have the Gwen Towers that are transmitting wave energies. We have our smart meters on our homes. We're now, and now that we find the metals in our bodies, we're nodes in a electromagnetic network that involves the weather and also other things. And so that's what we see as the main purpose of these metals. Even arsenic, which you might consider, it is a poison. We found it 2,400 times over the toxic limit in our 2009 air particulate study. Even arsenic has electromagnetic properties. It acts as a capacitor for pulsing. It can store a charge and then release it, store and release. So if you want to pulse your energy, arsenic comes in handy for that. Iron is another conductor of electromagnetic energies. It was 28,000 times over the toxic limit, iron, which is, you know, good for us to have iron in our diet, but not 28,000 times over the toxic limit that we breathe with every breath. Manganese also has electromagnetic properties, and it's also, and it's a trace element that we need in our diet, but it was 4,800 times over the toxic limit that we're breathing in the particulates. It attacks our nervous system at that kind of level. So basically we see the metals working together with the wave energies in one system.
Okay, we're coming up pretty close on our hard break at the half of the hour here. I do want to point out that you can watch the movie Owning the Weather, which was broadcast on cable TV on the Science Channel, and it goes in-depth in the history of the government dabbling around with weather modification and all sorts of things like this. If you go to YouTube and just type in Owning the Weather, I just did it, and it pops up. There's several different Owning the Weather videos. They're all the same length, 45 minutes and 40 seconds. So you can watch that video. I encourage, that's probably a really good place to start for people that want to look into this, because it really shows how our government, I mean, they have people from the government acknowledging they're doing this on there. So again, don't condemn this before you investigate it. The facts are out there. We're coming up on our hard break here, and when we come back, we'll have more with Bridget Mike on TARP and chemtrails and what you can do to protect yourself and also to assess whether these things are in your body, these barium and aluminum and cadmium levels are in your body. So when we come back, we'll be you're listening to the Prepper Passion KFNX. We'll be talking more about HARP and chemtrails.
Stay with us as we will continue to explore some of the specific steps you can take to improve your family's self-reliance and embrace the preparedness lifestyle.
Arizona News Radio. The brown fire in southeast Arizona has charred 300-plus acres, and Cochise County Sheriff's deputies issue a warning for residents in Ramsey Canyon to be ready to evacuate.
Any type of cash that you can get, an ATM card, credit card. You want to make sure you obviously have identification.
A northern Arizona man arrested for molesting his 7-year-old common law stepdaughter.
The deputy spoke with the victim's mother and learned that her 7-year-old daughter had this disclosed to her that she was molested by a man who was living with them.
A Scottsdale woman arrested for child neglect and endangerment charges involving her 3 young kids.
The oldest girl was 14 years old, and she had 2 little brothers. One was 10, and one of the boys was 5.
Oro Valley police arrest a Canyon del Oro High School student for having a rifle.
They look all real. And that's why the citizens, when they were calling it in, the witnesses, legitimately thought it was...
George Tatter, Arizona News.
This check of your KFNX traffic, once again, a service of TrueCar.com. We do have a collision, Chandler Boulevard at 40th Street in the Tukes. Also look for a wreck, Shea Boulevard west of Scottsdale Road. And we have a collision, 43rd Avenue at West Indian School. In the market for a new car, TrueCar.com will save you time and money. Go to TrueCar.com and find out what others have paid for the vehicle you want. Save time, money, and never overpay. Shop TrueCar.com today. Here's Jim Howell.
Chet, thank you very much. A warming trend continues for us real close to our Easter weekend. It looks like 90 this afternoon, then low 90s tomorrow and Thursday. But Friday and Saturday, we turn windy, partly cloudy, upper 80s, back to low 90s on Easter. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Thanks, Jim. Currently, we're at 86 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, more of the Prepper Pat Show with your host, Tony Tanglos, on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Hamilton Tool is Arizona's discount tool distributor. In addition to power tools, they sell tools for everyday life, such as Revereware, Chicago Cutlery, and Wise Emergency Foods. Great gifts for the holidays, they carry toys and many household items, including heaters, humidifiers, and roasters. Visit HamiltonTool.com for all your everyday needs and holiday gifts. Find your next great deal at Hamilton Tool. That's HamiltonTool.com.
What will you do when your stored supplies run out? Are you prepared? Hostile Hair provides equipment and education you need to control your own infinite food supply. We have live food storage systems for rabbits, quail, and other urban livestock for any situation and strategy. Don't be limited by what's on the shelves. Get started with an infinite food source today. Get prepped, stay fed with Hostile Hair. Call 480-331-3761, 480-331-3761, or visit HostileHair.com.
Increase your family's comfort, boost your home resale, and improve your loved one's fire safety with solid concrete construction from ICF Specialist. For home or business, insulated concrete form construction will also lower utility bills and reduce indoor pollutants. Get educated about insulated concrete form construction at ICFspecialist.com. From a small addition to a whole house or even a warehouse, your best value when building is ICFspecialist.com.
A good knife is a critical tool for your survival. At Lee's Cutlery.com, we specialize in new and pre-owned custom production vintage and military knives. Buying and selling and trading knives since 1998, Lee is only happy when you are. That's why Lee's Cutlery.com offers free domestic shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Get your most critical survival tool online at Lee's Cutlery.com or check the Gun and Knife Show link at Lee's Cutlery.com and pay us a visit at an upcoming show.
Okay, this is Tony Kangalos with the Prepper Patch on KFNX. We're broadcasting every Tuesday for the next 5 weeks on Shane Krauser's Liberty Storm Radio Show. We're going to return on Sunday, May 25th, to our normal broadcast time, which is 2 to 3 o'clock every Sunday. We have in studio with us Mike and Bridget, who run Arizona Skywatch, and they were talking about chemtrails and HAARP. So when we went to break, we were talking about some of the effects that they're having on us. I want to continue to give information for people to do research on this, because these are things that people aren't aware of. The mainstream media is not covering these things, and we're trying to help people get the information they need so they can understand what's going on. And we have a takeaway. There's a takeaway for this program. The takeaway is to be educated about what's going on and to have some answers for what you or some of your family members may be having, some health issues that they're suffering from and what the causes of those will be. And we're going to get to the takeaway In the last segment, coming up in about 15 minutes. We're going to tell you about a test you can take, very inexpensive, simple test you can take, a blood test, to assess whether you have high levels of these things in your body and how to do that. So let's get back to some of the information on where people can get. I just went to YouTube. They also have the full-length feature movie there, What in the World Are They Spraying? It's about a 97-minute feature-length film. One of the stars of the film is Karen Johnson, who's a former Arizona state senator. She's retired now. She's living up in the Sholo area, and she's featured in the movie What in the World Are They Spraying? She's a very credible person, served for many years as an Arizona state legislator, as a senator, doing a lot of good work for our state. And we're hoping to have her call into the show. She might be actually trying to call in on the line I'm on, so we're trying to reach out to her. If we get her, Chet's going to let us know, and we'll bring her into this conversation. So, Mike and Bridget, let's get back into some more of the reasons why they would be doing this. You know, it's you mentioned that it would increase cell phones. Is some of this related to crop seeding, like the silver iodide? Cloud seeding for crop watering, like the silver iodide, is that been reported that some of this is for weather modification?
I think cloud seeding is very, you know, we all know it's an old technology. We don't dispute cloud seeding or silver iodide. In fact, they're doing snow enhancement, fog dispersal, preventing hail storms, and these are all well-funded and out in the open operations. I think Arizona modifies the weather to some degree. I don't know that they do now. Actually, I did call Joe Gelt from Water Reclamation. He says that we are not and have not since the 80s, about 1987. But one of the things that we know that with the metals, with the atmosphere, with HAARP, we know that they can create droughts by manipulating the jet stream. How do they do that? When you heat a body of air, just like as in your home, hot air rises. So you lift the ionosphere and have some ability to steer the jet stream as the atmosphere is higher. And so through HAARP manipulation, we can bring in floods. Prevailing weather is from the west. We see floods all over the place. We see, certainly in our home state, we're seeing a drought. Now, the drought is enhanced with fine particulates of aluminum. It's actually a desiccant, much like sodium, salt for drying. Aluminum is a desiccant, very volatile and flammable in fine particle size. The magnesium, which we see, also is a desiccant. We have the wildfire problem. We have earthquakes. All of these things are now being published in the newspaper as climate disasters, and they are a disaster. We have 100,000 cattle which are flash frozen in, I believe it was Wyoming. Actually, it was more than 100,000. This is a crisis. It's a crisis against crops, against our food, perhaps in favor of genetically modified seed, where you can grow with less crops, with less water, aluminum-resistant seed. I'm not going to get into that just now about the GM seed. So why are they doing this? I think, ultimately we're looking about money and power. The assault against our health, I think we'll see that in Department of Health records, in their mortality records. We already see that death due to dementia has risen one whole point. That is a lot of people dying a horrible, horrible death, dementia, at the age of 47. I mean, we've never heard of this before.
I'm looking on your website. For people that really want to look into this, you've got again just dozens and dozens of videos here, and they're broken down by category here. There's videos on a disease called Morgellons, which I'm not even familiar with. There's videos on HAARP. You've got chemtrail, cartoons, music videos, History Channel excerpts, smart dust. So you've got the. So for our listeners want to check this out, go to ArizonaSkyWatch.com and go to their videos tab, check out their website. Bridget and Mike have done quite a bit of work documenting some of the things that are going on here. So now, Mike, you had mentioned HAARP, and we're not going to have a lot of time to really get into HAARP. For those who are not familiar with it, it's a high-frequency active auroral research program that was first started by, as Bridget had said, Dr. Bernard Eastland up in Alaska, and apparently now these things are sprouting up all over the place, which is designed as a communications research project. Is the thought that the HAARP is in essence working in combination with the chemtrails, and that the metals being placed in the air by the chemtrails are enhancing HAARP's ability to charge the air and do the weather modification?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that. The barium was mentioned in the HAARP patent as the best medium for the HAARP-directed energy waves. And Dr. Bernard Eastland, who passed away a couple years ago, had a lot to say before he died about the possible uses of HAARP. And, heating the ionosphere, affecting the jet stream, being able to guide hurricanes. We saw a couple hurricanes go up the East Coast the last couple years. They didn't veer off to the ocean or veer into the land like they always have. They hugged the coast, Irene and Sandy, and gathered a lot of water, which they dumped then on New York and Pennsylvania. These are not accidents. And so you have to look at this and ask why this is going on.
All right, and we're coming up on our last break in a couple minutes. We have a few more minutes, and then we're gonna, when we finish up the show, we're gonna talk about the tests people can do to assess these things in their bloodstream and see if it's affecting them. My mom herself, my mom's 88, and she has pretty advanced Alzheimer's, and it's been widely reported that aluminum in the blood is a contributor to Alzheimer's, which people can get from drinking too much soda pop in aluminum cans. It apparently leaches into the soda over time, and there's other areas. Obviously, there's concerns that aluminum is one of the things that are being introduced in the atmosphere, which your test, your ICP test, have verified are a lot higher than normal levels. So tell some of our listeners, with the few minutes we have before we come up on our last break here, what are some of the effects, the overall effects of these chemtrails on people?
Okay, well, as you mentioned, aluminum causes Alzheimer's. It crosses the blood-brain barrier and very easily. And we're seeing Alzheimer's now in much younger people in their 30s and 40s, central nervous system damage. Barium causes high blood pressure, hypertension. It also attacks the T cells, which run your immune system. Cadmium, central nervous system damage. Iron, lung cancer. Magnesium. Manganese is magnesium causes confusion and also makes the forest fires worse. It's very highly flammable. Manganese, forgetfulness, nerve damage, Parkinson's, headaches. You name it, these metals, we even found vanadium in this mix. We were having a lot of unexplained nosebleeds, hemorrhagic nosebleeds a few years ago. We saw them almost everywhere. And vanadium, which also has electromagnetic properties, was in the mix at the time we were measuring the air particulates. So these metals in our bodies are doing a lot of damage. Of course, it's not being reported that way because the things that are killing people, like heart attacks, that still is listed as the cause of death.
Hey, Mike, we're going to have to cut to break right now. And when we come back, we're going to finish up our last segment with Mike and Bridget of Arizona Skywatch. You're listening to The Prepper Patch on KFNX. When we come back, we're going to give you our takeaway on what you can do to test your blood levels for these things. We'll be right back.
LifeGate's Velaqua offers simply the best water for your family. Velaqua is LifeGate's breakthrough portable water enrichment system that duplicates nature's filtering and purifying process. Our gravity-fed water purifier uses proprietary energy infusion technology to fortify your water with essential rare earth minerals that produces water with remarkable health benefits without using electricity, chemicals, or other artificial methods. Velaqua costs significantly less than electric variants, and it also outperforms them. To begin experiencing Velaqua, visit LifeGate.com or call Ted Burke at 602-931-9526.
Do you have what your family needs in case of a medical emergency? MedPax USA offers 18 different medical kits or packs and over 100 individual items to meet your medical emergency needs. Whether you need a boo-boo kit for life's normal accidents or for a life-threatening situation with only minutes to live, MedPax USA has what you can't live without. Call MedPax USA at 855-855-5060. That's 855-855-5060. Or go to MedPaxUSA.com.
The tragedy of Hurricane Katrina and the FEMA debacle that followed confirms that your family must be self-reliant. Premier Tactical is your all-inclusive source for preparedness supplies, firearms, emergency medical kits, portable solar, and long-term storage food. In today's unstable world, you must be prepared for emergencies and natural disasters. Get equipped today at PremierTactical.com. For personal attention, call 602-828-5554. That's 602-828-5554.
For your outdoor and preparedness needs, visit tactical-survival-llc.com. Whether your interest is hiking, hunting, camping, or self-reliance, we have the products to fit your needs. Water purification, freeze-dried foods, non-GMO seeds, survival bags, archery, edged weapons, camping gear, first aid, and a variety of survival gear. We welcome custom orders. Contact tactical-survival-llc.com today. 602-575-7916. That's 602-575-7916.
You're listening to the Prepper Patch on KFNX. We're borrowing Shane Krauser's Liberty Storm 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock time slot every Tuesday from now until May 20th. We'll be back on May 25th in our normal time slot, which is Sundays from 2 to 3. We talk about what's going on in the world and preparedness and self-reliance. And we normally talk about things like water purification and solar power and ham radio and things that are very helpful and useful for you to have, not just for doomsday, but for every day. And we're talking about today chemtrails and HAARP and some of the things that are happening in our atmosphere that are very likely causing some health effects in our bodies. And we have Bridget and Mike, who run a website that's a fantastic website. This is really a knock-it-out-of-the-park website. It's called ArizonaSkyWatch.com. They have literally hundreds of videos on their video tab, and you can read up and do your investigation on all this stuff. And again, I'm just going to repeat the Edmund Spencer quote, don't condemn this stuff, is not happening until you investigate it. It's how you wake up out of the matrix of the normalcy bias and start taking responsibility for your life and your future and your health. And so I mentioned we always do a takeaway on every one of our shows every week, and today's takeaway is that we're going to give you a test you can do. It's very inexpensive. It's a non-fasting test. All you have to do is call your primary care physician, your doctor, up, and say, hey, I want my ABC test. Now, they're going to probably say, well, what the heck's an ABC test? And then you tell them, oh, you don't know about that? Well, you should have some of your other patients take this test. The ABC blood test is for aluminum, barium, and cadmium. It will assess the levels of these in your blood. It's a non-fasting test. And, Bridget, share some of the information that you gave me when we met about the levels of barium that you observed in yourself. The normal level is, what's a normal level of barium, and what kind of levels did you get assessed when you did your blood test?
According to the lab in Pennsylvania, what would be normal or acceptable would be 10. So just rounding up that figure, people have been coming back with 140, 190. Just recently I got a test by a woman by the name of Deborah. We can provide the actual lab report if anybody questions us. Deborah came out with 360. 11 is toxic for barium. And Deborah got 300. Justin has 240, and this is 12/20/2013. This is Sonora Quest blood analysis. And I can give you the code, Tony, on that. I don't have them all, but if you go to your primary care physician, tell him you want a blood test for aluminum, barium, or cadmium, or all three. He can look it up, but barium, Sonora Quest barium code is 0519SP. Is that correct, Mike?
And those levels, just to quantify them, is a normal level is 0 to 10 micrograms per liter. That's MCG per liter.
Correct.
And what you're reporting is people having 25 to 35 times the normal levels where they start getting in the danger zone. So we have independent verification of people having these in their blood, and there's really no reason why other than, if they're, you know, I guess there could theoretically be some reason why, but, likely it's being, correlated to, what's also being reported is being, sprayed in the air, the aluminum, barium, and cadmium. And the way to, remember the test is an ABC blood test, aluminum, barium, and cadmium, ABC. And I intend to get my test. I'm sorry I didn't learn about this test until too close to the show to get my own results back. But we'll check if our listeners check back with us, I'll report. I'm going to get this blood test done, and I'll report on air what my test came back as.
That's so great. Tony, I also want to mention that, you know, these are elements that are naturally occurring in Earth's crust. It generally has to be mined from, you know, fairly deep into the Earth's soil. But barium ranks second from the bottom in the country for environmental barium. So, you know, people say, oh, it's your water, it's your from... you know, we just don't have it. Pennsylvania ranks the highest. In fact, they mine barium in Pennsylvania. But I highly recommend, we're not here to twist anybody's arm or make them believe in it, but our site is an archive. They can use that. They can verify information. They could even call us or email us, and we're happy to help them.
Well, if you're willing to do that, then please give out your email address, or is it on the website there at Arizona Skywatch?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so yeah, under Contact Us, you go to Contact Us under Arizona Skywatch, and then you can send an email to Bridget, Mike, and they'd be happy to reply to you there. Maybe, you know, if you want to do your own blood work and report your results to them, I'm sure they'd be happy to collect and correlate that information.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mike and Bridget, we just have a few minutes left. Again, for listeners just joining us, we're talking about what in the world are they spraying? What's up in the air? We're talking about chemtrails and HARP. What I just learned today is that they actually complement each other, that the chemtrails, the metal from the chemtrails actually enhances HARP's capability. I did not know that. I don't profess to be really knowledgeable about a lot of these things. Most of our shows are about, you know, giving people tips on aquaponics or animal husbandry or ham radio. But today we wanted to talk about Mike and Bridget. We had them out at Prepper Fest Expo. They had a booth there handing out free copies of the movie, What in the World Are They Spraying? And we would, you know, we have a few minutes left. If there's anything that we haven't covered that you feel is appropriate, I think at some point we talked about the honeybee collapse, honeybee colony collapse disorder, starting in timing with when some of these activities had started as well. What else would you like to share with our listeners before we wrap up the show here?
Well, that's right, Tony. The colony collapse disorder started at the same time that HARP went to full power in the fall of 2004. We would like to share that you can help to get these metals out of your body with various forms of chelation, which is where you bring a substance into your body that can bond with these metals and help you eliminate them through your urine and colon. And so,
well, let's talk about that. That's a real big takeaway. We're not just giving people a takeaway how to assess it, how to get rid of these things. So tell our listeners how they would do that, Mike.
There's something called EDTA and DMSA, calcium EDTA and magnesium EDTA, which you take intravenously. And it bonds with the metals and helps you pull it out of your blood and eliminate it naturally. If people find that too expensive, there's also diatomaceous earth, which has a charge to it. And it also, if you take that as part of your diet or drink it in water, it will bond with these metals and help you eliminate them. A liquid form of that is bentonite. And you can find that in your health food store. And also certain herbs like cilantro that we know of, and there are a few others that you can investigate that can help bring these metals out of your body.
Well, that's really important. I know bentonite is what's used. We use those along with chemically treated grounding rods to create zero-ohm grounds for our home theaters that we build. And I've heard of diatomaceous earth several times as being something that's very helpful for health. So you said, was that calcium and was that magnesium EDTA?
Right. Magnesium EDTA is well known, long-standing, to get rid of mercury and lead. Calcium is a little more recent, and it's supposed to be a little more effective in getting rid of some of these metals like aluminum.
Well, those are huge takeaways. Are these things all over the counter, or any of these? I know diatomaceous earth and bentonite are. What about the calcium and magnesium EDTA? Are those OTC, or are they by a prescription?
You'd have to go to a doctor because those are mostly intravenously administered. There's also some suppositories. I don't know all the details, but they are probably over the counter. So the IV chelation, you have to go to a a doctor for.
And can you explain the chelation? I'm not familiar with that term. Maybe some of our listeners aren't as well. What is that?
That means that it grabs the metals. It bonds with them electromagnetically, I guess you'd say. There's a certain charge to this to these EDTA that's the opposite charge to the metals, and it grabs them out of your bloodstream and even pulls them out of your tissues and bonds with them, and then it allows your liver and to go through the colon and your urine to eliminate them.
Wow, that's fantastic. That is great news. I a lot of the radio shows, I actually learn quite a bit along with my listeners on this stuff, and I want to tell you, I really appreciate what you're doing. You're doing great stuff. I know you take a tremendous amount of criticism. In fact, several of the online reports I read about Prepper Fest Expo from people that are very sincere people, these are preppers, these are guys running prepper blog sites, they widely praise the expo. Nobody likes the fairgrounds. We're actually moving our show away from the fairgrounds at some point in the future. But they largely widely praised the expo. But then when it came to what they didn't like about the expo, you know, they're in the normalcy bias. They started hammering on us real hard for bringing up the GMO crisis and the chemtrail thing. And, I've tried reaching out to these people to communicate with them, and unfortunately their blogs don't allow for feedback. You can post a comment, but you can't actually reach them to, I was going to invite them to be on air with us today and, offer their opinion to the public of, why these things aren't the threats that others believe they are, and give them a chance to articulate their position and to debate that with them. But unfortunately I couldn't reach them. They kind of put out their propaganda, and then they largely hide behind it and aren't in a position to take a stand on it publicly.
Well, Tony,
I really appreciate what you're doing.
Well, we want to thank you too for having the courage to bring this out, because denial is a very strong impulse, but this is very important for all of us to get hold of.
Yeah. Yeah, well, denial ain't just a river in Egypt, as I like to say, and I've dealt with denial in so many areas of my personal life, from family members that are in denial, employees. I've been in denial. I've had a huge anger problem that I'm present with now, and I was in denial of it for many years. And what's that? So we're running out of time. You're listening to the Prepper Patch on KFNX. We'll be back next Tuesday from 2 to 3.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Station.